Morning. The time is 9:06. Currently overcast skies in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature stands at 39 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes. It's hour number two of the Wednesday hump day edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, a little bit dark out there so far this morning. Saw a little bit of light rain earlier, but again, 39 degrees as we get things underway. What can we expect for the rest of today? What can we expect as we get closer and closer to the weekend? Yeah, we're heading downhill towards that weekend. And to find out about the weather for central Wisconsin, we're joined from Weatherology by our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucicki. And Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Again, it is a little bit, I would call it almost a little dreary out there to start things off on this Wednesday, kind of dark with all the clouds and temperatures in the upper 30s. Can we expect any peaks of sunshine as we get into our day, or is it going to stay this way?
Looks like for the most part, it's going to stay this way. We are looking at a few scattered showers coming in for the morning hours, even into the afternoon today, kind of on and off throughout the day with cloudy skies and a high getting up right around about the lower 40s. Temperature-wise, overall, not moving around too much today. And then for tonight, decreasing clouds, overnight lows around about 31. Looks like not too much of a difference as far as temperatures are concerned for tomorrow, but we are looking at partial sunshine here for your Thursday. High around about 43 degrees. Looks like a pretty average day overall. Briefly cooling down here on Friday as a quick cold front comes in. Partial sunshine develops, high 38 degrees, then warming back up here for the weekend ahead as another warm front comes into the area. Partial sunshine here Saturday, high 41. More of an average day coming in on Sunday. Partial sunshine, high gets up around about 45.
Well, not bad for a weekend here in the month of November. I mean, obviously, you're still going to have to, be ready for a kind of chillier temperatures, but whenever there's a little sunshine, it makes you feel better. So that's good news for the weekend. I guess about normal for this time of year.
It will be, yep. That's exactly right.
Okay, Jennifer, thanks again for the information, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
No problem. Thank you.
That's our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucicki, again joining us from weatherology.com. Currently in Wausau, again, as I said, the clouds have been hanging around all morning long. Ever since I got up this morning, was able to come into town. There's a little bit of light rain earlier, but right now some clouds and maybe even some drizzle in some areas of our listening area here in Wausau. In fact, according to my phone, as I look at it, it says drizzle. I can't see any. Maybe there's a little drizzle out there. I have to go out there maybe in the next commercial to see whether or not. But 39 degrees, cloudy skies, a little drizzle out there. The dew point is 38, relative humidity of 94%. The wind is out of the east at 12 miles per hour. The barometer at 29.85 inches and a visibility of 7 miles. Again, I'm Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. The time is 9:10. It was 9:09. Now it's 9:10. Thanks again to Bob Look for joining us in the first hour. Good to bounce off some of the news stories of the day with Bob, be able to talk about news, sports, other interesting stuff every other Wednesday here on the program. Coming up in just a few minutes, we will be joined by Sean Wright. And boy, what a busy week it has been at the Grand Theater. Had a sold-out show just last night, have had multiple sellouts in the past week, and a lot going on right now at the Grand. So we'll talk to Sean Wright about the Grand and the PAF coming up in just a few moments. Also, like to remind everyone, and good morning to our producer across the way, in our setup here. I'm in one studio here. Then there's some glass, and then I see across the glass, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
You know, it's really it's always interesting when you're talking between glass. Not as I said to Bob, this is really the first time I've ever had a producer for a program, and you know, I'm sitting here in our on-air studio. You're sitting in our production studio where we have basically all the automation equipment, all the sound elements, and everything else. And I look across and I talk to you through the glass, but with the headphones and the microphones, it's like we're in the same room.
Absolutely, but gotta
make sure always that glass stays real clean. You know, can't have any streaks or any stains on it.
Very true.
But how's the week been so far as we get to our Wednesday again? Hump day, heading downhill towards the weekend.
It's been keeping me pretty busy between producing here and my other jobs also.
Yeah,
I will
keep
be able
busy.
To do something fun this week. Tomorrow I'm actually going to be going to the Whitewater Music Hall for their Broadway karaoke night.
Broadway? Are you a karaoke singer?
I didn't used to be, but the last couple of months I've been able to attend these karaoke events, and it's been a lot of fun.
Do you have a favorite song that you like to sing in karaoke?
Favorite Broadway karaoke song? I think if I had to narrow it down, it would probably have to be, probably Waving Through a Window from the Dear Evan Hansen musical. That's one of my favorite musicals.
And I know you've been involved on stage. Have you ever been in a musical? Have you ever sung on stage?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah?
The majority of my theater shows have been musicals.
Really?
I've only done like 5 or 6 just
straight plays.
Yeah
it was
all my other shows have been musicals.
And so you prefer musicals over straight plays?
I do prefer.
I'm the opposite.
Musicals.
I prefer the either a drama or a comedy as opposed to a musical, especially for performing, because I can't sing. I told the kids yesterday, of course, if you were with us yesterday, we had 3 of the cast members from Wausau East High School and their East End Players as they are getting set for Mean Girls this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how you or anybody else does it in terms of the singing, because people say, oh, you talk on the radio, you must have a decent voice. I can't sing to save my life.
Well, it's just been a gift from the family, I guess.
I guess so. I mean, maybe I need some training or something else. But yesterday, it was really fun to have those young people in talking about, and you could see the excitement of the run-up to a show. And we had it last week with the students from Wausau West before their production of Man of La Mancha. We had it here yesterday with East End, the Mean Girls musical, again, the high school version. And it's going to be funny when we talk to Sean Wright how the Grand Theater next week, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's sometime in the next week and a half, where at the Grand Theater, the Broadway touring show of Mean Girls is coming. It's going to be a little different because, as we talked, I talked to the cast members from East yesterday, that they're, you know, the Mean Girls high school version is a little bit different than the Broadway version, but it's really going to be interesting to be able to see some young performers, some kids.
Indeed.
Who are truly high school kids performing in a show that basically is set in high school. And then, of course, we have the professionals, the Broadway touring company. I mean, anybody, and I know that you've seen plenty of shows at the Grand Theater.
Mm-hmm.
The level of professionalism, the level of talent that we see at the Grand with these touring shows is pretty amazing.
Absolutely. I saw, like, towards, I think it was the winter of last year, I actually saw the touring show of a Chicago when it came to the
right
a theater, and just the whole show itself. I mean, the songs and the characters and the movements, it was just unbelievably professional. Just, it's what I hope to do if I get more practice with dancing and maybe work on my singing voice.
Very
a little bit.
Good. Have you ever been to Broadway in New York?
Oh,
have you ever seen
No, I have not. I would really love to, but I don't have the money and I don't have the time right
now. Yeah, I know. And that's the same thing here. I did one long weekend. A friend of mine was going, she said, hey, come on, let's go to, come along with me. And I went to for a long weekend at Broadway and saw, I think, 4 shows over a long weekend. It was just amazing. So
what shows were they?
Oh, the Drowsy Chaperone.
Oh, that was my high school senior show.
A show that was a kind of a short-lived show with Nathan Lane. It was kind of a different. It was not a musical. It was a drama named Butley, which was it didn't. But I loved it. Grey Gardens. I saw Grey Gardens, which was fantastic.
I'm not familiar with that one. Oh, I'll check
man,
that one out.
If you ever do it, do so. And the man that really knows all these shows is Sean Wright. Sean Wright, the executive director of the Performing Arts Foundation of the Grand Theater. Thank you for coming in.
Absolutely.
You caught us in the middle of a conversation about all these great shows, and we're talking about the great talent that comes to the Grand, these Broadway touring shows, and we're talking about Mean Girls coming next week.
Yeah, Mean Girls coming in for two nights, and you know, it's an exciting time for the Mean Girls franchise. They just dropped the trailer for the movie musical today. This tour is just getting outstanding reviews, and yeah, we're really, really excited to have it. Almost sold out on night one, but still some good tickets left on night two.
Fantastic. And the thing is, everybody in Wausau is going to know all the words and all the songs, because Wausau East is doing the high school version coming up this weekend.
Absolutely. Perfect timing. You can get your Mean Girls fix and then get your Mean Girls
exactly.
fix.
Exactly. But as we were talking about, I mean, the talent that these Broadway touring shows have. I mean, I was saying to Ian, I was fortunate enough to go for a long weekend about what, more than 15 years ago to Broadway and see in an actual Broadway theater the production. But to come here to the Grand, which is such an amazing venue, and to see the talent, again, I say this all the time, we're so very fortunate, number one, to have the Grand, and number two, to have yourself and be able to bring in these incredible shows.
Yeah, we're fortunate. We're one of the smallest Broadway markets in terms of population in the country, and the fact that we're now doing two nights allows us to get these major productions. I mean, these shows just keep growing and growing. I think our crew call for Mean Girls is 65 hands for the in and the out, and they're not getting any smaller. Unfortunately, the theater's not getting any bigger, but we managed to make it work because people come out and really support it.
How difficult is staging these shows for the Grand? I mean, because I don't think people really understand what has to be done.
Yeah, it's an enormous undertaking to do a Broadway show. And, you know, the reality is there are a few Broadway shows that just will never fit on our stage. As much as we'd love to have Wicked, you're never going to fit 12 trucks worth on our stage. But, yeah, I mean, these shows are 4 to 6 trucks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're talking anywhere from 50 to 70 stagehands. And that's a 8 to 10 hour load in, and you know, the show, and then same thing, a 5 hour out on night two. And there's just, I mean, lots of moving parts, lots of there's a lot that goes into a Broadway run.
We will have more with Sean Wright in just over a minute. Again, find out what's been going on. Boy, it's been an incredible week, hasn't it? We'll talk about that coming up, and about what's coming up as well, in addition to Mean Girls at the Grand, with Sean Wright from the Grand Theater Performing Arts Foundation. The time is 9:19. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We are talking to Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater and Performing Arts Foundation, here on Bow Falls Radio. And I was saying, I was looking about some of these shows, and even just last night, but the last week, it's been pretty amazing. You've had these incredible shows, sellout crowds. I mean, this last week must be just riding a wave.
Yeah, it's been a great week. You know, starting with the Gatlin Brothers on Friday night, had a really wonderful crowd, and you know, boy, that's probably getting close to 10 times that those legendary musicians have been at the Grand. And then, you know, Sunday night, yes, an absolute sold-out crowd for the I Mom So Hard show, which the audience has just absolutely loved. And then last night was the tour kickoff of the Johnny Cash official concert experience. And so we were thrilled to be sold out and have a really wonderful house for just a really cool show, because it's a interesting concept, blending historical video with a live band, and you know, just sort of admitting, yeah, there are just certain songs that only Johnny Cash can sing.
I was going to ask you about that, because I was looking at the posting that the Grand put out last night and some of the pictures and seeing all the musicians out there. How did you, I mean, in terms of, did it, how well did it work? Because it was a very interesting concept.
Yeah, I thought it actually worked really well, and that, you know, obviously you don't have video. I mean, quality HD, you know, that you transferred HD quality video of Johnny Cash doing particularly his older songs.
Right.
And so there was a really wonderful mix of, you know, the iconic songs that you know the videos, you've seen the videos. If you've ever, you know, been a Johnny Cash fan, those were beautifully sort of tied in with him providing the vocals and the band providing the backing. But then really going through his catalog, I mean, all the way back to some of his earliest stuff, with a really talented band stepping in and mm-hmm. performing those songs, because there is no video that exists. And it just sort of, you know, you, through time, you realize, you know, or you sort of fall back on the same 10 or 12 iconic Johnny Cash songs because you hear them and they're iconic for a reason. But I thought what last night really did a great job was celebrating, you know, it was two plus hours of his music, celebrating his musical influences. And then you had, you know, some great narration and video from, you know, from his son sort mm-hmm. of talking about his dad's evolution as a musician, and especially later in the career, and some of the influences that he brought forward. So that was a really, really you know, well done show, a cool concept, and I'm glad it delivered sort of as well as we thought it would.
And to try to back up these shows, I mean, as we go now into November and, of course, a very busy December, what is coming up? We mentioned Mean Girls coming up. You said the second show still has some pretty good tickets
available.
Yeah,
second show still has some tickets left. Yeah, obviously, it's a busy week, you know, a busy week plus ahead. our good friend Brendan Seehafer, who's a really outstanding promoter from over from the Manitowoc area, has a really good Elton John tribute show coming tonight called Fantastic. So if you're an Elton John fan, there's still some tickets left for that.
Wow.
And then we get ready for the 11/11 party, our largest fundraiser of the year. Our spectacular friend Randy Verhaslett of Evolutions and Design puts that party on. We are sold out yet again, as we are every year, and it is a it trust me when I say it makes all the difference to our bottom line, being able to have a fundraiser like that. That's a true community event. I mean, people spend weeks and months and years planning major galas, hoping auction items, everything, hoping to make a few dollars. And because of Randy's support, we're able to have this great event. And, you know, so, but an event like that really takes about a week to recover, but we don't have that because we will jump back in next week. We have a sold out 10 by 10 show. And then a week from today, a show I'm really excited about, it's Croce Plays Croce.
All right.
AJ Croce, of course, his dad, Jim Croce. And this tour was developed because it is the 50th anniversary of Jim Croce hitting number one on the charts. Bad, Bad Leroy Brown was the number two song in America in 1973. So AJ developed this tour actually with an agent who's a producer as well, who's a good friend of mine. And he's been a musician in his own right. And what this is it's paying tribute to its dad's songs. It's some of AJ's original music. It's exploring some of his dad's musical influences, some of AJ's musical influences beyond his dad. And so it's, you know, I tell people it's not a tribute show. Like, this is a brand new original show with a really amazing musician. And I actually got to see AJ perform at the John Prine concert, a tribute concert in Nashville at the Ryman last month. And he sounds fantastic. So it's going to be a really, really cool night.
Fantastic. Something I just wanted to mention, because I was, again, looking at what's going on at the Grand to get ready to talk to you.
Yeah.
And it's next week, volunteer training.
Yes.
I think that's something that people should know about, because I think, again, there are folks that love the arts, who love being part of it in one way or the other.
Absolutely.
And this sounds like something that could be really something to be involved in.
Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking for new volunteers, for people to join our ranks. And, you know, as part of that, we do a once a month training for people. And so these are for our new volunteers, or frankly, we do have some of our ongoing volunteers who, you know, who attend training to sort of get refreshed, you know, particularly if they haven't been around. You know, they've been, we do have volunteers who are snowbirds, who are right. in and out of the community at different points. And so, yeah, once a month we sort of gather together. It's a really great training put on by our front of house staff and allows people to get involved. And there's all kinds of fun perks. I mean, you get to meet people, you get to be involved, you get to see shows a lot of the times, and
you get to be able to move around, yeah. go backstage, I bet. And I mean, there's something a lot cool, of, there's something cool yeah. about being able to peek behind where you sit in the crowd, you see the stage, yeah. but if you're able to peek around, what does it look like back there?
Backstage, I always like
you get to see the setup and everything. You know, you get to see that mad scramble as merch is trying to get ready and the bars yes. are trying to get open and everything else.
How many volunteers do you have?
We have over 200 volunteers as part of our pool. So, you know, what you say is a lot, but on a given show like last night, that takes 24 to 27 volunteers. So you work over the same people real quick if you don't keep growing that pool. We're at about 230 right now, and we just want to continue to grow that number.
Wow, very, very good. Man, timeless flies. Again, for folks who may want to, you know, snatch up some of those tickets for Mean Girls or any of the other shows coming up, what's the best way of doing it?
Yeah, best way to do it is to visit grandtheater.org, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention, because we started the conversation talking about Broadway,
yeah.
that our community engagement series is back and up and running, and tonight at Whitewater Music Hall, it is Broadway karaoke.
Before you walked in, Ian was talking about that. He's going to be part of it tonight.
There you go.
I thought that was a Thursday, actually.
A Thursday. Yes, it's Thursday. I'm thinking it's Thursday. You know what? My brain doesn't work.
That's why we got him on the other side of the glass.
Thank you. Yes, trust me.
It's a Thursday on the Facebook event. I just wanted to make sure. It's a Thursday. Show up tonight, I'm confused.
Yeah.
That's the mark of a good producer who keeps you in line and does things.
Yeah, I have been saved so many times.
I ran 26 miles on Sunday. I'm still a little...
How did that go?
It was great. It was a great day.
Where'd you finish?
I think I finished... I know I finished 14,600th out of the like 53,000 runners.
Did you hit the target that you wanted?
I did. I ran right at the 4-hour mark.
That
so
is
I was
fantastic.
Thrilled.
Man, that is so cool to be part of that event. The New York. We were talking a bit about it was our number for the day the other day about the New York City Marathon. So, no, congratulations.
Yeah,
that's terrific.
Thank you. But yes, it's made my brain a little fuzzy this week, so I'm glad he's there to pick me
up.
Broadway
imagine.
Karaoke tomorrow night, not tonight.
Again, grandtheater.org to check things out. And it is
ER.org. And we'll actually have the proper dates and times for events, not what I perhaps
know. No, we appreciate your time. Sean Wright, see you in 2 weeks.
Sounds good.
More to come. The time is 9:29 here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 at 12:30.
The words are all the boo, but I am myself that you realize.
Jason Foster each Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Every week, we'll talk high school football, including special guests. We'll be joined by one of our area high school football coaches and also each week joined by a student athlete guest as well. We'll recap all the action in area high school football and look forward to the following week's games as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show each Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also, if you miss any of our previous episodes, you can listen on the archive page at bowfallsradio.com. Chad Holmes back with you on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Some drizzle right now in 39 degrees here at our studios in downtown Wausau. Just heard our promo for tonight's Big High School Sports Show. Yep, I'll be back from 6 until 8 p.m. this evening here on Bow Falls Radio. We will be talking high school football quite a bit, again, with Jason Foster, the former Wausau West High School football coach. It'll be the final Wednesday with Coach Foster as we will be transitioning towards winter sports starting next week. But, again, he's been outstanding here, his first year joining me on the program. Also coming up, we will talk about the football season in general while in the state of Wisconsin with the Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska at 6:40. And then our student athlete guest coming up at 7:06 this evening. As every week, we're so very proud to bring on one of our area student athletes. And we'll be talking to Wausau East multi-sport athlete Caden Wirth. He was a member of the Lumberjack football team this fall. He'll be part of the Lumberjack basketball team that will be starting practice next week. So Wausau East's Caden Wirth will be our student athlete guest tonight at 7:05 on the Big High School Sports Show, which you can hear right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Yesterday was Election Day, and we did not have elections here in Wisconsin, but it was still Election Day, and there were some interesting results, and I talked about it with Bob Look in the last hour about how I've been a little bit frustrated in recent weeks, and I will say that including here on Civic Media, where we are hearing all this talk about these polls, about these swing state polls that look good for Donald Trump and don't look good for President Biden, and all these polls that have such little meaning right now. And one of the things that frustrated me was there was no context into these polls. You need to have some context when you're talking about polls. Well, we had some context put out last night on election night, some results, especially from Virginia and Ohio. And in Virginia, it was huge. It had perhaps some national implications on the Republican presidential race. There were rumbles that if things went well for the GOP and Glenn Youngkin was able to take credit for it in Virginia, he may throw his hat into the ring to become a presidential candidate on the Republican side. Well, Virginia Democrats who had campaigned on protecting abortion rights swept Tuesday's legislative elections, retaking full control of the General Assembly after 2 years of divided power. The outcome, according to the Associated Press, is a sharp loss for Governor Glenn Youngkin and his fellow Republicans, who exerted a great deal of energy, money, and political capital on their effort to secure a GOP trifecta. Youngkin had promised that if the GOP had won both houses of the legislature in Virginia, they would pass an abortion ban that he would sign. And he was very, very firm on that. But the Democrats and the voters of Virginia said, no, that is not the direction we want to go in. In fact, Virginia Senate Democratic Caucus Chair Mamie Locke said in a statement, "It's official. There will be absolutely no abortion ban legislation sent to Glenn Youngkin's desk for the duration of his term in office, period, as we have thwarted MAGA Republicans' attempt to take total control of our government and our bodies." Virginia was one of just four states holding legislative races this year, and it's something that is a bit of a microcosm of other closely divided states that will be critical in next year's presidential election. And that fueled outsized interest in the expensive, hard-fought legislative races as both parties closely monitored the results for signs about voter moods heading into the 2024 campaign. Also yesterday, Ohio had a couple of statewide initiatives on the ballot. And Ohio voters approved Issue 1, which enshrines abortion rights into the state's constitution. Ohio voters also approved Issue 2, making Ohio the 24th state to legalize recreational marijuana. And the thing about this, Ohio has become what's considered a rather red state, a rather conservative state. Big edges for Ohio in both houses of their state legislature. Their governor, Mike DeWine, also is a Republican. And the thing about it is the Republicans have said, this is what we want to do. We want to ban abortion. But the voters were able to get this ballot initiative on the for the voters yesterday. And the Ohio voter said, no, we don't agree. We may have voted for some of you to go into the state legislature. We may have voted for Governor DeWine, but we are not going to allow you to take away healthcare choices for women. And also, again, conservatives were fighting to vote no on the second issue in terms of legalizing recreational marijuana. So, again, it's all about gerrymandered power in Ohio. It basically Republicans in Ohio, much like Republicans in Wisconsin, have decided that since the gerrymander has given them such big, big edges, that they don't have to worry about anybody else. And Ohio Republicans decided that they were going to pass a draconian anti-abortion law. And that was despite the fact that all but two Ohio abortion clinics had already closed under pressure, making it difficult for anyone who needed an abortion in Ohio to get one. And according to, again, a newsletter that I get from an Ohio native, it's a baseball newsletter, but from an Ohio native, Craig Calcaterra, he said in this newsletter, if Republicans in Ohio had done absolutely nothing, the state of affairs would still exist there, and there would have been little chance, basically, for women's health care choice in Ohio. But no, they passed a repressive law which basically outlawed the procedure in the state. Then soon after, they saw fit to show how callous and out of touch they were when it came to reproductive health and basic human decency. They thought they were invincible. They thought that the ease in which they had dominated the state via gerrymandering, voter suppression, and all-out corruption somehow insulated them from consequences and accountability. They thought wrong. And the voters, again, when you give the voters an opportunity in this country, many times, I'm not going to say all the time, but many times, they will do the right thing. So, again, it just shows that just because you have a great majority because of gerrymanders, and that's in Ohio, and that is in Wisconsin too, Robin Voss, it doesn't mean you can do anything without the voters pushing back. And that's, again, why I get so frustrated when we look at these polls. Just, you know, these polls are just thrown out there. There's no study on how accurate these polls are or whether or not we should be able to trust the folks behind the polls. There is no going deeper into the questions asked. There's no going deeper into how the recipients were chosen. Nope, we just throw it out there, and then on radio stations such as this one, and I will say that I've heard it on civic media, and again, it's upset me. Well, these stories, again, about how these polls show that Donald Trump is beating Joe Biden in battleground states. But now we get some actual votes on important issues. And again, we shouldn't be talking about polls. We should be talking about issues in the run-up for the next 12 months towards 2024 and the November elections. The thing about it is, it will be very interesting to watch, is how do Republicans and conservatives in both Ohio and Virginia and around the country respond to these results? The early indications are the people in Ohio, the Republicans, may not be learning the lesson. In fact, Ohio House Speaker Jason Stevens said, "I remain steadfastly committed to protecting life, and that commitment is unwavering. The legislature has multiple paths that we will explore to continue to protect innocent life. This is not the end of the conversation." This is after the voters had said, "No, we don't agree with what you're trying to do." So again, another election that said, hey, maybe the issues are on the side of Democrats. Kentucky, another deeply red state. They had a Democratic governor reelected who steadfastly stood up for abortion rights and trans rights in what the right tried to turn into a nasty, hateful campaign against both. And there was some worry that the Republican, backed by Donald Trump, may win that election. But no. Andy Beshear, the governor in Kentucky, was reelected. So again, Kentucky, Virginia, Ohio. The results say it. They want healthcare choice. They want choice when it comes to marijuana. They want respect shown towards transgender people. Basically, the American people want some decency when it comes to their politics. Some decency. And I think, again, don't underestimate that decency can win in the United States of America. There was a historic first. Former Biden White House aide Gabe Amo became the first black member of Congress from Rhode Island after winning a special election. Also, Democrat Sherelle Parker was elected as Philadelphia's first female mayor. something we have to also say that, yeah, last night, in a limited amount of elections, it was a good night for Democrats. But none of the races were truly an up or down decision on President Joe Biden or even former President Donald Trump. I will say Donald Trump continues to lose. For a guy that says, you know, he likes winning, he certainly loses a lot. And now, the night after this election night, Republicans will have their third presidential debate tonight. I have to admit, I have not watched either of the first two. I don't plan on watching the third, but it'd be interesting to see on the reports on whether or not presidential candidates on the Republican side take any lessons from what we saw last night when people actually went into the voting booths and voted on true issues. These elections were based on issues in Ohio, in Virginia, and in Kentucky. So it's going to be very interesting if there is a pivot at all by any of the Republican presidential candidates, or they continue to lean into the far right MAGA part of their party. And again, Democrats, stop feeling like Joe Biden doesn't have a record that can be run on and won on. There is a big record of accomplishment that the Democrats and the President of the United States can run on in the next year based on what we've seen in the past 3 years. And I think we saw some of that again in those results last night. But again, what happens between now and next November? So many things can happen. We have no idea what our country is going to go through in the next year, what issues are going to pop up that maybe not even in the front of our mind, let alone the back of our mind here as we look ahead on November the 8th of 2023. Yep, it is November the 8th of 2023, and there's some interesting tidbits of history that I'm going to talk about coming up in just a moment. We'll also tell you about some celebrity birthdays, some special events being acknowledged, and also our number for the day. We'll see if Ian has any idea what our number of the day means. So we'll find that coming up in just moments. I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 9:48 here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. You've got a river of rainbows and sun in your eyes. Running through. Could be I'm happy, I'm sad. Could be I'm losing my head over you. Well, you gotta be crazy, baby. Don't want a guy like me. Yeah, you've gotta be out of your mind. Home show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:51 here on this Wednesday morning. Again, Hump Day Wednesday, just starting things off. Glad you could spend part of your morning with us here on Bow Falls Radio. Going to expect a lot of cloud cover for the rest of the day. In fact, it's been a rather overcast, a little bit of a wet start. Chance of showers, cloudy skies, high only of 42 degrees today. Tonight, cloudy, then becoming partly cloudy, a low of 31. The sun returns tomorrow. Yep, partly sunny and a high near 43. More sunshine on Friday, high of only 38. And then for the weekend, we will have partly sunny on Saturday, a high of 41, and a bit warmer on Sunday. Partly sunny skies and a high of 45 degrees. Again, a little bit of a drizzle. It looks like it may have come to a stop, and the temperature stands at 39 degrees. Well, today is the 8th day of November of 2023. Some famous events have occurred on this date in history. Back in 1889, Montana admitted as the 41st U.S. state. On this date in 1895, while experimenting with electricity, Wilhelm Röntgen discovered X-rays. On this date in 1985, this is rather interesting, police in Portsmouth, England arrested three men dressed as Batman, Robin, and Superman following a bar brawl. Later, the same night at another nightclub, police hauled off three more costume brawlers, Popeye the Sailor, Spider-Man, and Australian Desert Rat. On this date in 1991, Philippe's Sandwich Shop in Los Angeles, which had served a 10-cent cup of coffee since 1978, was forced to raise the price to 11 cents because of a new state snack tax. On this date, 7 years ago today, 7 years ago, on November the 8th of 2016, the Republican presidential nominee Donald J. Trump was elected the 45th president of the United States of America, defeating the Democratic nominee, former First Lady, former New York Senator, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Clinton was the fifth presidential candidate in U.S. history to win the popular vote but lose the election. History and what happens does affect our country. And if anyone is to say that what happened on that night in 2016 hasn't changed this country in a very fundamental way over the past 7 years, they have no idea what they're talking about. On this date in 2021, the United States reopened its borders to vaccinated non-U.S. citizens after more than 18 months, lifting restrictions imposed because of COVID-19. And 1 year ago today, on this date in 2022, I was again overlooked in People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive issue. A year ago, People crowned actor Chris Evans as their Sexiest Man Alive, known for his superhero roles in films like Fantastic Four, The Avengers, Captain America, and more.
Can't argue with that.
Hey, come on. Maybe this is the year. I don't know. Some celebrities who are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Alfre Woodard is 71 years old today. Singer Ricky Lee Jones is 69. Actor and singer Leif Garrett is 62. Celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay turning 57 years old today. Actor Courtney Thorne Smith of Melrose Place and According to Jim turning 56 years old today. Actor Parker Posey from Best in Show, Lost in Space is 55 years old today. Actor Tara Reid, perhaps best known from her roles in the infamous Sharknado films, turning 48 years old today. And Jack Osbourne, the son of Ozzy Osbourne, one of the cast members of the Osbourne's reality show, Jack Osbourne is turning 38 years old today. Some special events. It is Harvey Wallbanger Day. If you are a Milwaukee Brewer fan, like I was or am, going back to the 1982 season when Harvey Keene took over as manager of the Brewers, they were called Harvey's Wallbangers, but it had nothing to do with the drink. It had to do with their slugging and with Harvey Keene being the manager. But today is Harvey Wallbanger Day. It is Cook Something Bold Day.
Interesting.
I don't know. I got to think about that. What would be something bold to cook? I'm not sure about that, but it is Cook Something Bold Day. It is Cappuccino Day. Have you had cappuccinos?
No, I don't drink coffee.
I don't either. I've never had a cappuccino, but today it is Cappuccino Day.
I can't imagine what would happen if I drank coffee.
It is also Parents as Teachers Day. It is National STEAM Day. That's a.k.a. STEM Day. It's World Pianist Day, and it is X-ray Day. We mentioned why it is X-ray Day on our This Day in History portion. Our number for the day is 350. I will give you a hint on this one.
Okay.
It has to do with New York City.
350.
any idea what it has to do
is
with
that the number of shows that come on the Broadway every year?
That's a good guess. That is actually a very good guess. But no, it is not. It is actually the number of distinct neighborhoods in New York City. So really? 350 distinct neighborhoods in NYC. So that's our number for the day. Hey, thanks again to our guests today. Bob Look in the first hour and Sean Wright of the Grand Theater in hour number two. Coming up from 10 until noon, it is As Goes Wisconsin with guest host Jane Matinere. After that, from noon until 2, it is the Todd Alba Show. From 2 until 4, Matt Flynn Direct. From 4 until 6, Crudy and Dom with the Devil's Advocates. And then at 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock, I am back with the big high school sports show. So, again, no reason to turn us off all day and all night long. I'll be back again at 6 for the big high school sports show. But until then, keep it right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.